I've stretched so much this morning.
Yep, it is Friday.
It is.
Up and at 'em.
It's Friday.
Are you going to sing
Friday.
A Friday song?
No.
You can if you want. I mean,
I don't want to because this one's better.
Okay.
Happy Friday.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the day?
Yes.
We have Sam Swan in today. We've got Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com in today. We also have your hubby coming in today.
For a few minutes, yep.
are you like making that clear right now? Hey.
You can't stay here, all right?
Yeah,
you
go.
This is my thing. I don't go to his work and just hang around. No, you can stay longer. I don't care.
No, you have to tell him that today.
Okay.
Hilarious. I love it. So, it is Friday. It is here. We also have some copies of the new Thrice Anthology record we're going to be giving away this morning.
That's exciting.
Playing some fun games. Get your Disney/Star Wars trivia knowledge prepared.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We'll also be getting people ready for Brave Blu-ray, courtesy of Disney.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
So,
you know what? I have yet to see it, but I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
My kids saw it at the theater. Are you going to the Dollar Theater or what?
No, Yo's going to let me borrow it.
Oh, okay.
Because right. I may have an interview with the producer next week.
Yeah, I know.
I'm excited.
That's pretty awesome.
She's a believer.
Yeah.
I almost said believer.
I thought you're, yeah. She loves Justin
Bieber.
Loves him.
That's all I'm going to interview her about, actually.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah, you're going to be talking to one of the producers of Brave.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to ask her yet.
Dude. I'm really afraid. You've been getting some good interviews.
I'm excited.
You got to talk to Kevin James.
Kevin James.
You're learning that these Hollywood type people are actually just real people.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm learning that yet.
Yeah.
I was still so nervous with him.
That's okay.
I was like, fumble over my words, all blah, blah, blah. And here's my question. Because, you know, you're supposed to preface your question with, hey, I'm not a jerk, I'm a real person, and I'm going to ask you this question. Except that didn't happen. I'm over it.
I'm sorry.
I'm over it.
It's okay.
No, I'm fine. Don't worry.
So we got a good day.
Yeah.
We got a big day. It is Friday.
Yes.
Free Comics Friday. We're going to be giving away some comics as well.
Indeed.
We got a lot of stuff to give away today.
And a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, dude. No kidding. Look at all this.
I know. Look at all that paper. Yeah. It's like half a tree.
Yeah. We're going to talk about work ethic today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's get ethical.
Yes. We're going to talk about babies.
Yes.
Yeah. For real. And work ethic and babies. And the NFL, we'll talk about that coming up. We'll also be talking to Stever.
Mitch.
Hey.
Don't ever do that again.
Did you not see that Office episode?
It's the best. It's the best. So we're going to get ethical. We are going to have some fun this morning. It's Friday. I'm excited. And we're going to wake you up. We got brand new music from Disciple. And yeah, I'm stoked to play it. Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, title track to their new record, Oh God Save Us All, comes out on Tuesday. And in fact, be listening Monday right here on this show. We got it early, cover to cover.
Of course, we'll ask you what you want to hear for cover to cover, but we're probably just going to play that.
Dude, come on, it's the new Disciple.
I know.
You know if we post that up,
everybody's gonna be like,
a gajillion people are going to vote
except
for Disciple.
Except for Thebes. Thebes will not.
Yeah, he'll vote for the other Thrice record or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here it is, latest from Disciple, songs called Oh God Save Us All. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Watch me fall. Static Radio, good morning.
Happy Friday.
It's here.
Steve-O and Mitch.
I'm excited.
That's us.
That'd be us.
That's us.
We got a lot going on this morning, and yeah, I'm pretty stoked. We'll have Sam Swan in coming in about 35 minutes. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you fly a lot? Like in airplanes?
Oh, okay. I'm like, not like by myself.
Right.
Yeah, not regularly, but occasionally.
Okay. What do you think about seatbelts in airplanes?
I think they're important.
Okay.
I need them.
Right.
Because
you know, you get on the airplane and it's like, boom, you know, and then the captain has put on the fasten your seatbelt sign, blah, 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 blah.
Sometimes right? I wonder why that happens.
Why you have a seatbelt?
Yeah, well, like why the seatbelt sign is on, nothing's happening. Like I understand that there's turbulence.
Ah,
because when that stuff, can you imagine hitting the roof because you weren't wearing your seatbelt?
Right.
It's the worst.
See? All right. Check this out. Michael O'Leary, he's the chief executive of budget airline Ryanair. Mm-hmm. Never even heard of Ryanair. He claims legislation forcing passengers to wear seatbelts is useless, unnecessary, and insisted upon only by authorities he deems crazy.
Okay.
He says, yeah. He says, if there was an error, there was ever a crash on an aircraft, God forbid, a seatbelt's not going to do anything.
I don't know if that's what the seatbelt's for.
Seatbelts don't matter, he proclaimed. You don't need a seatbelt on the London Underground. You don't need a seatbelt on trains, which are traveling at 120 miles per hour. If they crash, you're dead.
But they're on the ground already.
So he's currently seeking to withdraw that rule, law, whatever, to create standing room only cabins for students and budget travelers, selling $1. Yeah. Or £1, sorry.
£1.
£1 tickets to European destinations. This is a budget airplane in the UK.
Okay, but I'm confused as to how that's gonna work out, because the people who like the people who are on the airplane, like, what are they called? Hostesses?
The stewardesses?
Stewardess, yeah. They're the, like, I've seen them fall before.
Right.
And they're just walking around handing out drinks. Well, I'm sure they're doing more things, but that's what I see them do.
Yeah, he's suggesting removing the back 10 rows of seats in aircrafts, allowing groups of less discerning travelers to commute to their destination on their feet. He says when it comes to landing, passengers could just hang on to the handle and they'd be fine.
It's like a subway.
Yeah, he says if you say to passengers it's £25 for a seat or $1 for the standing cabin, I guarantee we will sell the standing cabin first, no question.
I'm sure, because it's £1.
Well, see, so here's the thing. Would you do that? If it was, okay, let's say it's $5 to Denver, standing room only. Would you hop on a flight for $5, standing room only, and stand in an airplane?
Yes.
You would?
I would.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Think about this.
Okay.
Standing room only, $5.
Yeah.
Maybe 90 minutes in the air.
Okay.
Maybe. Versus $70, one way, gas, driving.
Right.
Or $100.
No, I hear you.
$60.
It just sounds scary.
It's dangerous.
You're standing in an airplane.
I think I might try it once.
So good idea, bad idea. Let us know, 505-338-3700.
Question.
Or Facebook.com.
Would, in this hypothetical situation, are we allowed to sit down if our legs get tired?
No, it's standing room only. You have to stand. That's the point of paying the cheaper fare. Standing room only. Stop changing the rules. Static.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Standing room only. You know, a lot of military aircraft don't have seatbelts either. They're just a net you sit on.
Oh, that's true.
A net?
So, yeah, it's just a cargo net. You're sitting on that, and you're just holding on.
So there you go. So we need to try and make this come to pass, because cheaper flights would be great.
Yes.
Yes, it would.
Right on, man.
Yes, it would.
I like that. Cool. All right, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. He says, this dude, Michael O'Leary, says, you should be able to choose from a safety perspective. We're not talking about areas of huge turbulence around Europe. We don't have any heavy landings anymore. If you say to someone, look, hang on to the handle there, you're coming into land, they'll be fine. So he believes the standing cabin proposals are currently ruled out by safety regulations because, they want money.
Yeah, how are we going to pay for the gas? Because isn't that, how much does the gas cost for the,
or
whatever they take? I don't know.
I have no idea. Static!
Hello.
Hi. You guys still talking about the standing room only on the airplane?
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds like such a bad idea to me.
Really? Why is that?
It really does. Okay, this is what I'm thinking. Have you ever been, just driving around in traffic? You're going like 20 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, you got to step on your brakes real quick, and then like your soda flies all over your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, those jets land at like 120 miles an hour. So I just see someone going from the standing room in the back to a big pile in the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
but it's only $5.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a bad idea.
The things people do to save cash.
It sounds like the guy who's proposing this has never been involved with any kind of safety administration whatsoever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's my thoughts.
All right, Thank you, man. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
It brings up a good point because when landing, takeoff and landing are like they're my favorite part of the airplane ride.
Yeah.
Because they go so fast and then you're like, ooh, look at all this G force, it's so crazy. And standing up,
you're all standing up like bumping into each other. Yeah. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey Matthew.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. Talking about seatbelts on airplanes.
Ooh.
You ever been on an airplane?
I have, but not in the past 10 years.
All right. There's a proposal right now to make a standing room only section where you don't wear a seatbelt. You just stand in the back.
Huh.
What do you think about that?
Let's see. It depends. I don't know. I would think that would be very safe if they did a standing room only. It depends.
Yeah.
If you want to go take a stretch, I think that would be a good idea, though. You know what I mean? Most of the time.
But
you
have a stretch.
Take a stretch, but you have to stand there the entire time.
You have to stand the entire time if you get standing.
Ooh, my legs would get tired by the end of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be partially good and somewhat not, so, you know.
Right on. Thank you for your expertise.
You guys are very welcome. Anyways, I went to the doctor, Stilo, and I know it's sore throat pretty bad.
Yeah? Strep?
No, they tested me and it came back negative.
That's good. So go get...
But I do have blisters in my throat and then...
Oh, dude.
A small ear infection, but the ear infection doesn't even hurt, so...
Why are you awake?
Well, anyways, I have a test today at my language arts and I have a lab in science.
So you're going to go infect everybody at your school?
No, actually, I'm just going to third and then my mom's going to have to check me out of school.
There you go. There it is.
How you doing, Mitch?
I'm all right. How are you?
hanging in there.
Good, good.
Oh, it's so good I could at least talk to you guys in the morning.
Yeah. What song can we hear? What song do you want to hear today?
Ooh, let's see here this morning. You know what? Fall Glass Fall by Project 86.
All right. We will get that on for you. Will you stop saying my sentences? These are my sentences.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you Monday.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Everybody pray for Matthew from Albuquerque.
He's sick.
He doesn't feel well.
No.
That sucks.
Not getting better.
Seatbelts on airplanes are pointless. At least that's what Michael O'Leary says, the chief executive of budget airline Ryanair. Did I mention the chief executive of this budget airline? That's why he's saying that seatbelts are lame. Static!
Dude, they should go with it, but then put a breakdancing floor back there as well.
On an airplane?
Yeah, why not? And put a disco ball up there?
Wow.
Do it. Go all out. Don't be scared.
See, the problem is, I feel like with the dance floor, no matter what, when you come in for landing, it's just going to be all slam dancing. It's going to turn into a mosh pit of people just slamming Rat into dancing. Each other.
At least it's appropriate.
Yeah. From hip-hop to the Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's going to be like. Yes. So,
just the thought. You
amazing idea. All right, 505-338-3700. Stever. Hey, I can't hear you. You got to turn your mic. Hey, there you are.
Hey. Matthew's inspiring.
Yeah,
which, by the way, God please heal Matthew in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Not a break dancing, but a mosh pit.
Yeah.
But is this guy fired yet at the He Hate Me Airlines?
Yeah.
you walk in and you got the first class, you know, they're like, go sit down, you guys.
Right.
Right. And then you got, you know, and then you got coach.
Right.
Now it's like, noble, bourgeoisie, and peasant.
Right. There's a caste system now.
And seriously? I mean, really? Seriously? Really? I mean, this guy must be fired by now.
Nope. He's not. He is still pressing it in legislation.
Dumb.
I don't understand.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Tell us your thoughts. Michael O'Leary, chief executive of Budget Airlines, wants to do away with the last 10 rows on airplanes and seatbelts. Standing room only. Hey, tickets will be $5.
Sounds good to me. I might try it once.
You may die, but...
I'm going to try it.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Five Iron Frenzy, A New Hope. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hola.
6:43 now. It is Friday. Talking about one of the most random conversations we've ever had. But hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Posted on Facebook about it, too.
Yeah?
Well, I didn't post the actual thing. You're just going to have to listen to us talk about it.
Yeah. Seatbelts on airplanes. According to Michael O'Leary, the chief executive of a budget airline, Ryanair, dismissed the notion of seatbelts as, well, safety requirements to make some money. And pointless. They won't save a passenger's life in a crash anyway, so let's do without and make standing room only.
But, okay, I posted on Facebook, you can get your thoughts, and I am appalled that Thebes disagrees with me.
What? Why?
He says, okay, first off, Thebes says, absolutely, is this okay? He said, safe. If the plane goes down, is anyone safe? I think it's a great idea. More leg room. But here's the thing. Huh. What if the plane doesn't go down, but there's heavy turbulence? Then
everyone's just slam dancing. Woo!
And hitting the roof as well.
You're not going to hit the roof.
Yeah, because if it goes, like, it takes a...
Wait, if it goes what? You're going to be packed in like sardines.
No.
Standing room only.
That's the worst.
The only thing that would suck is having to hold your drink the entire time. If you even get a drink. You know what I mean?
No, you only pay $5.
Like, normally hey, that's true. I mean, would you they come back and I always get a ginger ale. That's like when I get
me
a ginger
too,
ale.
Ginger ale.
Yeah. Do you guys have ginger ale? Of course you do, yes. Static.
Hey, they could still make it safe.
How?
They could put poles from the floor to the ceiling and put a little harness on them back there and you just go back and stand up and they strap you in.
Amazing.
Can you imagine?
Later.
It's like a ride. Please keep your hands to your side.
Oh, it's incredible. That would be great.
Yeah.
Like it'd be like almost like a roller coaster. A sit-in roller coaster. I love it. Static. Or Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, a harness would be a lot cheaper than a seatbelt.
Hey. Hey.
Right?
And gone.
So instead, your ticket costs $70.
Yeah.
Just to stand there.
Michael O'Leary. He says, you don't need a seatbelt on the London Underground. You don't need a seatbelt on trains traveling 120 miles per hour. There we go.
Righto.
He's British.
All right, then.
If they crash, you're all dead anyways. So,
it's quite
which
all right.
is great. I love that this is how he's trying to sell
you
this.
You can't, no.
He's like, hey, come fly our airline. If the plane crashes, we're all dead anyways.
Right.
That's how he's going to get you to get on the airplane without a seatbelt.
So that's what he's saying right now. But if this gets passed, they're going to make it sound like the coolest place to be. And you know, if you have a short flight and you want to make it more affordable, you can stand here.
I got to be honest. As a parent, I got stoked. If this ever really happened, he's currently seeking to create standing room only cabins for budget travelers selling £1 tickets right now just to European destinations. But imagine, man. A family of four, about to be a family of five.
Yeah.
Traveling to California. Hey, we want to go to Disneyland. Yeah,
30 bucks? That's cool.
I could do that. Way better than the now 400 or so it costs. You know, we're talking like 2 G's for a family of five.
Yeah.
To travel to California.
It's
or,
the
you
worst.
Know, you could drive.
I just can't imagine
but
that the
that
seat,
was...
the sitting in a seat in an airplane costs how much more? Why?
Right.
I don't understand.
Static.
So, Brandon from Rio Rancho.
Hello, hey. Brandon from Rio Rancho.
Matt's not the only one that could do that. So, I got a great idea. I called about the breakdown floor earlier.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. Take out all the seats and replace them with those things that you strap yourself into and they spin you around.
Wow.
Okay. That could work.
How cool
it's
that
turning
be?
Into like a playground. Or like this really crazy, cool, grown-up like...
They're going to have to make those throw-up bags a lot more available.
Yeah.
No, don't, because then just let them throw up everywhere.
Oh,
awesome.
Man. Thanks for the call, Brandon.
Okay, bye.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, yeah? Legislation right now, of course, says you have to wear a seatbelt. There's safety regulations. This guy is seeking to remove the back 10 rows of seats in aircrafts, allowing groups of, cheaper travelers to stand the whole time. Would you do it, is the question. 505-338-3700. Static.
Shalom!
Shalom!
Dude, I've been missing. See, this is what I've been missing for a week.
I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding me? This is just stimulating my mind. Check this out, man. This is just like a bus in the air.
Right.
Exactly.
Dude, that is so crazy. Standing while you're flying, that'd be weird.
Would you do it if it was like $5?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, exactly.
See, it's not safe, and I'm, like, totally against it, but I would definitely buy that ticket.
Dude, because I'm, like, I'm from San Diego, so I'd be in San Diego every weekend.
Right. See?
Dude, that's amazing. I don't know. I would do it, but I don't agree with him doing it. If that makes any sense.
The things we compromise for cash.
All right, guys. I love you, man.
Love you, too, bro. Bull boy from Cruises.
It's so true. Like, yeah. I don't think that that's safe. I don't think it's a good idea, but I would definitely buy that ticket.
Yeah. Stever.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
Okay.
You're the customer.
All right.
Okay, and I'm the customer service desk. Okay. Okay, so the flight is over, and you have some things to talk to me about.
Right.
Okay, so come, and you need to kind of garner some kind of response out of me.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to talk to the person in charge of customer service for this airline.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just spent the last 3 hours on an airplane, and I felt like I was in a mosh pit. Because I was standing, and it was very uncomfortable. And how you going to take care of me?
Sir, where were you on the plane?
We were standing room only in the back.
Yeah.
And he's gone. 505-338-3700, the phone number. The things we do to save some cash. Seriously.
Right, exactly. So, be forewarned, Robert even says it on Facebook. Seatbelts are for sudden changes in altitude, not sudden stops. Right. I've been on flights with awful turbulence where the plane was falling all over the place. People would be bouncing off the roof. Right. Exactly. This is not safe.
I'm trying not to laugh at that, but
maybe,
that's hilarious.
Maybe what could happen is standing room only, you have to have a place to stand, right? Like, right. You can't just go wherever you want. So what there is, are there like little foot things, like you're about to get on a snowboard
like
or something?
You have
something.
To strap into
you have
a
to
board?
Snap, you have okay. to strap into just the ground.
That'd be a terrible idea. Think about that. If you get thrown out, you would break your knees, bro.
You have a pole to hold on to as well.
Yeah, see, no straps. You can't strap in. That's the point of no seatbelts. No seatbelts.
Okay, no straps. You just have one foot goes in.
It's still a strap.
No,
you're breaking the law of straps.
It's just a little loop.
No,
it's not a strap. It's just
that's
a
loop. That's a strap. That's a seatbelt.
No, we're calling
it's a foot seat. It's a foot belt.
We're calling it a loop.
Oh man, no, you're cheating.
It's a
you're
loop.
Changing the rules.
But
you're
it's
cheating.
Just to give us some stability.
I don't want to play this game with you anymore. You're cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Yes, you are. That's
I'm bettering
cheating.
This.
No,
this is better.
A chief executive of a budget airline is trying to get this passed, basically, where seatbelts are no longer a requirement. He's currently seeking to create standing room only cabins for students or budget travelers selling £1 tickets to European destinations. He suggested removing the back 10 rows of seats in aircrafts, allowing groups to, you know, pay less, but stand, be a little less comfortable. But pay a lot less. Would you do it? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's amazing as we're gearing up for Black Friday.
And holidays.
Just thinking about all the things people do to cut corners as far as cash goes.
Yeah.
I would so do it.
You know, I would too.
I wouldn't even have to. Yes,
I don't
of
even
course
know where
I would
I'd
do
go.
It.
I don't even know where I'd go.
Yeah, but for $5, you can go anywhere. The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
I don't know if it's $5. I'm just saying that because it's like,
well, it's
you
one,
know,
this dude's
one
charging
pound.
£1, so it's about $2 here.
That's the other European destinations, which are close. So it may be, you know, hey, if you're trying to get to, you know, Denver maybe from here or Phoenix from here
exactly.
You know, California.
There couldn't be
$3 to $5.
There couldn't be bad weather. I'd be afraid if there was bad weather.
So, yeah, I'm assuming like here to New York probably wouldn't still cost you $5 standing remotely, but. What do we got on Facebook?
Nathan says, I'd consider it. Add padding to the ceiling and walls, and I think I'd go for it, especially for $5.
Right, for cheap. No padding. Sorry.
What?
The safety
what?
Commission over here says no. Yeah, no padding.
No padding.
That's cheating. Yeah.
You know what?
You can't make it safe. That's the point.
I'll pay $10 if you add padding.
You want safety or cheap?
I want both.
No, you can't have both. If you want both, you're going to have, if you want that comfort, you go sit down in a seatbelt, $350.
Okay, we're going to have to wear helmets then.
Right? You can wear a helmet. You can bring, oh no, you can't bring your own helmet?
What?
Sorry, okay, safety hazard. No, you can't. What about the other person? Oh, there's a strap. You're right, chin strap. Yep. You can't. Can't do it.
This is messed up.
No, okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't make the rules.
Okay, no straps. I'm gonna wear my hat that I wear everywhere. It has a lot of padding.
No, I don't know if that's acceptable, judges.
It's my hat. I wear it everywhere.
Okay, I will allow
I
that.
I might.
We'll allow that.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
We'll allow that. All right, as long as you're not like stuffing it, like it already has padding.
I do that everywhere.
You've never. Oh wait, yes, you have worn a hat. Are you talking like a beanie or what?
Whatever I'm planning on wearing that day. I just have a lot of them, and they all have a lot of
You're
padding.
Changing the rules!
No, I'm not.
I don't like this game anymore. Static!
What about wearing one of the big old FUBU jackets that are all...
Yes!
That way you just got a bodysuit on. You don't have to worry about nothing.
Safety regulation says that you would have to pay for multiple tickets because you're taking up extra space in standing room.
No, it's soft.
Wait, that's $10, $15. What's up?
I'll do it. I'll take it. Extra room for me.
There it is. All right, man. Thanks for the call. That's a good idea. Like those big old down jackets.
You look.
You're going to San Diego.
You're like walking like a penguin.
505-338-3700. The phone number in just a few minutes. We'll have our dear friend Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with the culture shock of Monsters and Men next. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
If you want to know the truth, yes, I think you guys are a little weird.
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Yep. That'd be us.
That's us.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Just after 7.
That's right. Joining us in studio right now, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Yeah, everybody. Woo!
Good morning. You guys always make me feel so welcome.
Hey, you know, that's how we do.
Just brings
that's
a big smile to my face.
So, we've been talking.
Where else am I going to smile besides on my face? Right?
That's true.
That's just a question
true.
I have. Sorry.
See, good point.
People say things you wish you could just put them back in their mouth.
That's exactly
like this guy, Michael O'Leary, the chief executive of budget airline Ryanair. He's trying to pass a regulation that says, hey, no longer are seatbelts necessary in airlines. In fact, he suggested removing the back 10 rows of seats in aircrafts, allowing, you know, people to do some standing room only if they're willing to pay less and get bounced around a little bit. No biggie.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's what he's saying. But we want to know your thoughts, 505-338-3700. You've been listening. What do you think about all this?
So what rules do we have so far, though?
Rules?
No straps.
Oh, yeah. They can't have straps.
No helmets.
No helmets.
It's still questionable about the puffy hats.
Because right? think about this, all right? This happened this last week in the NFL. We always watch Monday Night Football as a family. Yeah. You know, it's one of our family.
It's a big family thing.
Yeah,
right
Monday
on.
Night Football. And
because we love sports.
We do love sports. Even when the games are terrible like last night.
Oh, well.
You know. Man, Colts, Jags.
Yeah.
But we still watch it.
Why was that even on TV?
I have no idea. Thursday Night Football, come on. So they have this segment on Monday night called Come On Man. Come on, man. Oh. And it's like the top worst plays of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And this last week, I don't even know what team it was. Celebrating, so just scored a touchdown. Yeah, they're all coming off the field. Everybody excited. You know, they always jump into each other and do all these things. One player headbutted another player with his helmet, only the other player didn't have his helmet on.
Oh,
so
gosh.
He's like,
man.
Cut and irate and like, come on, what are you doing? Like yelling at us. That's what it would be like in an airplane
yes.
if you were wearing a helmet and not everybody had one.
Yes.
So that's why you can't have a helmet because it wouldn't be fair. You'd break somebody's nose.
Just saying. I see the logic of that.
Just saying. So,
I do, yeah.
Budget flying, standing room only, would you do it? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
Maybe it's just his way of trying to thin out the population.
Maybe. Maybe because he has an agenda.
Because that's just not smart.
Yeah.
He's the
or
CEO
an itinerary.
Yeah, well, he
of
says,
an airline company.
He says, you know,
I would never fly that airline.
Buses, trains, they travel at 120 miles an hour. You don't have a seatbelt. If you crash, you're all
dead. That's not 600 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not in the air with crazy turbulence. And
yeah, with 35,000 feet to the ground.
Yeah, he says we operate 1,500 flights a day. They don't come skidding in. This is very routine. It's a safe form of travel. The
whatever.
Standing cabin what proposals
this,
are... Yeah.
What did he do before he was the CEO of this airline?
No clue.
I mean, does he not understand?
Why don't you know, Steve-O?
I don't know.
Steve, I want you to do more research. Before you bring something like this on the air, man, I want you to do more research.
Yeah.
He says adding flights should no longer be considered a luxurious experience. Well, passengers are more focused on simply getting to their destination these days, so let's make it cheaper. Let's make it more efficient.
Well I agree with that, but let's not make it unsafe.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, the problem with aviation is that for 50 years it's been populated by people who think it's this wondrous experience, that it's like James Bond and wonderful, and we'll all be flying first class, when it's just a bus with wings. People want to get from point A to point B, and they don't want to pay $500 for a flight. So he says, you spend that money on a nice hotel, a restaurant, whatnot, but you shouldn't have to do that. So...
Well, I agree with that part of it. I think Stever's flashing us in there.
Oh, okay.
The lights are flashing.
What? Don't do
the
that.
Lights, the Stever, lights are flashing.
Stever, inappropriate.
Hey.
I've got all kinds of insight for this thing.
Yeah, man.
I already said, the guy should be fired, right? Yeah. Because I thought of another reason he should be fired. Okay, on one end, there's the whole, are you stupid? You're going to kill someone.
Yeah.
Okay, on the business end, he's getting rid of rows of seats when there's a perfectly good cargo space.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
Can you stand? I don't know if you can stand in the cargo space.
Wow.
You can crouch. So it'd be crouching room only.
Yeah, crouching room only. Yeah, and you'd have to dodge all of the, boulders luggage coming towards you.
Oh, my gosh. That might be a fun game.
That would be kind of fun.
Except they'd have to change the rules on the luggage.
I saw Toy Story. I know how it goes in there.
Excuse me, miss, but I believe you're on the wrong flight.
Yes. Such a great movie.
It is, man.
So apparently this guy's not new to saying forthright, idiotic pronouncements on airline policies. He's already suggested charging passengers to use the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is that considered a luxury to have a toilet on the...
These are things that he's said in statements before.
Oh, I see.
He suggested charging passengers to use toilets. He suggested environmentalists should be shot and proclaimed an astonishing number of his customers want to tax and torture fat people.
Are we sure about his mental stability?
When questioned over the fairness of charging travelers to print a boarding pass, he said, we think they should pay 60 euros for being so stupid. So... This guy isn't new to saying idiotic things, but I think this one takes the cake. As far as, I guess, people... Of course, this is the thing. Everybody's like, that's ridiculous. That is so unsafe and stupid. $5? Yeah, I'd do it.
Well, for $5, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course,
I mean,
yeah.
I'd do it once.
I'm going to get that.
Right? You know, what they could do is just do what NASA does to train the astronauts. Just take out all the seats, pad the whole thing,
there
and just
go.
Let everybody bounce around the
Would
whole time.
Would you just
time.
Have to have, a safe suit on or something?
No, they just have flight suits
more.
On.
Okay.
They just wear, a blue jumpsuit,
right?
At least in the video that I've seen from NASA. A blue jumpsuit with big NASA written across the back or embroidered. I guess if you want to go a little high dollar, you can.
And if you fly
We're trying
enough.
To cut costs here. Trying to cut costs.
If you fly enough,
just
you buy your
own
flight. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. See, and then they could do parabolas all the way from one destination to the other, fly those parabolas. I got a D in math, but I understand that's a hill on a graph. And it creates weightlessness. And so it would be a ride and a...
That'd be fun.
There wouldn't be any drink service or anything, because how's the flight attendant going to get that cart down the aisle?
Right.
First of all, there is no aisle.
Yeah.
And the cart floating around in there, that might be dangerous. It's got sharp corners. It could bump you in the head. And
Am I crazy that I don't think that this is that big a deal? I guess I'm crazy, because I've been on flights with turbulence, and it was kind of scary. But I guess I've just never experienced
Have you been on extreme turbulence?
I don't know what's the difference. I mean,
one's extreme, one's not.
Attach a bungee jump to a cloud and plane didn't just,
The extreme one feels like if you didn't have your seatbelt on, your head would have gone through the overhead compartment.
I don't know.
I've experienced that.
The funny
once
thing
or
is
twice.
I talk big. I hate flying. It terrifies me. Yeah, absolutely.
I love flying.
Terrifies me every time. I'm the guy that's holding on to the seat.
Praying the whole time.
Praying as they're
reminding yourself that the seat's a flotation device.
Once it's in the air, I think I'm mostly okay, but I don't like the window seat.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I loved the window seat.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't sit by the window anymore.
Oh, man, I love
the Because
I
look
watch.
Out and I'm like, oh, that's a car, but it looks like an ant. We're so high!
I love the fly.
I can't do it.
I totally love the fly. It's so much fun.
It might have something to do with the fact that my dad died in an airplane crash.
Oh, now that might be. Are you serious?
Well, yeah. When I was a kid, I didn't think about it. Now I'm like,
dude. Oh, thanks. I have to fly the first the end of this month to Florida.
Dude.
You know what freaks me out? When you
crash right into the ground. Dead.
That, well, I'm
oh
sure.
Oh, my gosh,
sorry to hear that, Steve.
Yeah. I'm going to punch you.
I was six. It was a long time ago.
That's a bummer.
Ow!
Way to bring us down there, bro. Thanks.
Huh? Literally. Huh?
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, hey, yeah.
My dad was brought down. It's called gravity.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Awful thing.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe.
It's my dad. I can say it. It's my dad.
What always makes me nervous is when they say, when the flight attendants are talking about all the safety stuff,
right?
You know, which nobody's really paying attention to anyway.
Right, of course
but
not.
When they say your seat can be used as a flotation device. Right. And I always want to say, excuse me, I am flying from Albuquerque to Phoenix.
Right!
There is no
why do I need to know about a float? Now, unless it works on sand, and you
yeah.
know, I'd rather have it.
I hear you.
Instead of a flotation device, what if it jumps up into like a bubble wrap suit?
That'd be helpful.
Please assume the safety position.
Yeah.
And it just, all this bubble wrap just covers you and you just bounce. That one.
That would be amazing.
That's what they ought to do. Is
there you go.
Get you can fly those planes with bubble wrap.
With bubble wrap.
The standing room only.
Absolutely
bubble wrap.
Incredible.
Yeah, see?
I love
it. Or why isn't everything just a parachute? Like, that'd be nice.
What? Oh, you mean like under your seat?
Yeah. Parachute.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
We'd have to be trained in the way of, yes.
Yeah. That'd be right. That'd be great. 7:15 now, time for traffic.
The road is closed due to construction. Comanche at San Mateo. And the roadway is reduced to one lane at Coors North between Bridge and Central Southwest. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Gotta give those guys a call.
Oh, see?
What did I do?
See, I don't know.
What did I do?
It just keeps doing that to me, too.
Keeps doing what to you?
Okay, ready? 203. Oh, you're good.
Yeah. Sweet. Thanks. Made me nervous there. Soapo. Can't go without the soaps.
No, we can't.
Thank you for calling Solomon's Porch. This is Anastasia. How can I help you?
Hello, Anastasia.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We can't complain.
Well, that's awesome.
Are you a flyer? Do you fly? I mean, don't give away your secret identity if you are like a superhero, but do you take airlines to fly places?
I do.
You do? Would you ever consider standing room only if it was like $5? Would you fly in the back of an airplane standing up?
Yeah.
No seatbelt, nothing?
I totally would.
We had you at $5, didn't we?
Yes.
See, that's it. It's the cheapness of it.
Yeah, no.
Not thinking about the safety.
See, I know. I've been thinking about the safety and how unsafe it actually is.
Yeah.
And how I could really get hurt. I'd still do it.
$5. House of Heroes, Remember the Empire. Good morning, Static Radio. Welcome.
Happy Friday.
Steve Owen Mitch hanging with you and joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Play your chili peppers for you. I know how much you love them.
That's awesome.
So, question for you. We were talking about this off air, but I'm gonna ask you again because that was a good conversation. So I'm gonna.
Oh, you're gonna bring it up?
I'm gonna bring it up. How you feeling post election?
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah?
I'm disappointed with the outcome.
Okay. You're not gonna go like jump off a cliff or something?
No.
Okay.
No.
No, don't do that.
I kind of feel like I saw somebody's tweet during the election. It says, if Obama wins, I'm going to leave the country. And then the same person said, and if Mitt Romney wins, I'm going to leave the country. So it has nothing to do with politics. I just want to travel.
Right.
So I thought, you know, that's probably not a bad attitude to have when you think about all
right.
that. But, I'm a little disappointed in the outcome. But at the same time, I kind of feel like, you know, and I don't mean this to sound, I know some folks are going to sound, that just sounds, you're trying to be super spiritual. But I believe that God is in control.
Absolutely.
And I, mm-hmm. as long as we are responsible with our citizenship and we exercise the rights and the privileges, the rights that we have that give us those privileges.
Yeah.
And are responsible with that. And there would be some people who say, well, if you voted for this guy, you voted irresponsibly. Well, we can't say that because only God knows that person's heart.
Right.
The voter's heart. Or at least some people may say that. I wouldn't necessarily say that. But I still believe with all my heart that God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
And that no matter who our president is, and maybe that's part of our problem, we've put so much stock in our government
right.
trying to rescue us. And the children of Israel went through the same thing. We want a king. We want a king. Why do you want a king? Because everybody else has one. We want a king. We want a God says, you don't want a king. I'm mm-hmm. your king.
Right.
Follow me. Oh, no, we want a king. We want a king. God, you're great, but we want a... Okay, you're not going to like this.
Right.
But I will give you a king.
Right.
I think we're just getting what we asked for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in a general sense, I'm not talking about this specific election getting what we asked for.
Right.
Because I didn't ask for it. But anyway. Right. That's I just think, you know, I was disappointed in the outcome, but I still think, listen, we have a responsibility as followers of Christ to pray for our leadership.
Absolutely.
Not to vilify them, not to hate them. We can completely disagree with their policies, and we can even have a dislike for them personally. But the truth is, we don't know that person.
Right.
We're disliking them based on their policies. Is that how believers are supposed to be towards other people?
Right.
I don't really think so.
Yeah.
And so I think we should be praying for our leaders
on the
state level, the county level, the city level.
And for each other, man. You're right.
Well.
You said something off air that just caught me, and it's that we've lost our civility.
We have. I was so glad that the election was over. I almost didn't care who won anything on any level.
Right.
Because I was sick and tired of the advertisements.
Yeah.
Sick and tired of it. There's something I don't know if anything can be done about it. But we have, when you're just saying things about the other person and you're not telling me, it doesn't help me for you to run the other person down.
Right.
I want to know what you're going to do to help me.
Right.
In fact, I think a better way to run ads would be don't even bring up the opponent.
Yeah.
Or the incumbent or whatever. Yeah. Just say, listen, if I'm elected, this is what I hope to be able to accomplish. Right. I want to try to adjust this and I want to fix this and I don't agree with this policy. And you can, that's not vilifying somebody. That's just saying, I don't think that's the way it could be done. I want to change that. Rather than saying he's evil, he's a liar, he hates children, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I just, by the time, anytime political ads would come on the air, the microphone cable is driving me crazy. Sorry, excuse me. I mean the headphone cable. Anytime the political ads would come on, I would just, I'd either
tune
leave the
out.
Room or I'd flip channels or mute it because I got so sick and tired. And
it sucks that so much money went into that as well.
Yeah, and I was just so
disheartened. The presidential election, what, $1 billion between the two of them was spent?
I thought it was
dollars.
$6 billion.
$6 billion?
Yeah, I heard it was $6 billion.
Wow.
Of course, I got a D in math, so it's all several times. It's all just zeros to me. But I was disheartened in the way that people were speaking to each other. And even... I've seen this when believers are running for some believers who are running for office, they get into that attack game too. And I'm like, folks, that's just not. And I'm trying to be careful. I don't want to judge. I'm not judging those folks. I'm just saying, as a pastor, as somebody who has been called by God to speak truth into people's lives in a loving way, we got to stop being that way. We have to be loving towards the world because how else are we going to? Jesus said they will know you're my disciples if you love one another.
Right.
And then that love for one another translates into a love for and a concern for those who don't know Christ.
Yeah, be gracious to outsiders.
That's exactly right. And I wish we could get back to civility.
And I think this the outcome of this election gives us a chance, the church, the people of the church, to step up.
I think you're right, Mitch.
And do that.
I would totally agree with you. And actually, I follow some national guys on Twitter, and after the election, a lot of them were saying, I'm just kind of repeating some of the conglomeration. I felt that way too, but I was conglomeration of some of the things they're saying. Look, it's over now. It's our responsibility to pray for our leaders.
Yeah.
We still have a mandate. No matter who is in office in the White House, we still, as followers of Christ, we have a mandate to pray for our leaders, to tell others about Jesus, and to live for his glory and his honor. So we're, let's just do what we're supposed to be doing, and let's take this as an opportunity. Remember all those negative ads? We don't want to be like that. We want to be encouraging and build people up instead of tearing each other down.
Yeah.
And that's where I think you're right, Mitch. I think it's a very important place for us as the church to be able to kind of step it up and say, Let's work on this stuff a little bit.
Yeah, and if you're curious, well, where exactly is that found? 1 Timothy 2:1-3, I encourage you to go read that. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. That's 1 Timothy 2:1-3. Romans 13 calls us to give honor to whom honor is deserved, and respect to whom respect is deserved, and it's talking about the leaders of our nation, and that no one is placed in a position of authority except appointed by God.
Right.
And so we need to remember these things when we are down. Apparently, half the country is down, according to a new... This makes me crazy. Can I just say this? I'm tired of the made-up conditions. You know what I mean? It's like, I have this condition, and now there's a new one for us. In the wake of the elections on Tuesday night, if you're feeling depressed, Dr. Linda Reese says, she's a psychologist in Minneapolis. She says post-election depression is more severe than just being bummed over Mitt Romney or any candidate losing. She says it happens when people get so emotionally involved in the election and then lose that it subconsciously triggers emotions that have been buried that generally include depressing moments from when you were younger, including childhood. There's no official treatment for post-election depression, but they're actually trying to start studying this and start learning more about this new condition. I'm not being funny.
Wouldn't that just be true about anything in life?
Post-election depression.
I mean, anything that you're depressed about, doesn't it also bring up feelings that you felt? If it sometimes go your way, it brings up, I remember when I wanted a pony and I didn't get a pony and I'm disappointed and I was depressed about that. And I don't mean to minimize that pain in somebody's past.
Right.
No, you can minimize that.
But I'm pretty sure if you have post-election depression, I'm pretty sure a shrink would be more than willing to take your cash to try and help you get through.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I don't mean
it's true.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's like anything else,
I
think.
You have post-election depression. You need 12 sessions with me.
Yes.
For the low
because
price
not
of $85
only that,
an
not
hour.
Only do you have post-election depression, but we're going to dig up everything else that's ever been a problem
so that
for
you'll be dependent upon me. Yeah. You have, It's,
are you
instead
giving
of post-election depression.
I'm sorry you didn't get a pony.
Oh, look at that.
Steve's bringing
so
me some dessert delight, sugar-free root beer float gum.
Hey, look at that. Does that make everything better?
Thank you,
how's
yes.
it going?
Didn't have to pay for a psychiatrist.
I had a pony.
Free, 50 free.
You have a pony?
I didn't have a pony. I'm sorry. I'm a man.
I didn't have a pony.
Yeah,
I did have a really cool red huffy bicycle with a banana seat. But
no, my mom just told me straight up, if you want a horse or a pony, you better start saving.
I know. My dad told me in high school, you want a car? Get a job.
Yeah, exactly.
So I decided, I don't want a car that bad.
Yeah. Exactly. You can get a phone when you can start paying for it. Yeah. Yeah. Guess you're going to have to call my friends.
I cared. I bought my car.
Yeah.
I bought a car.
Yeah.
I had a pager. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Paying
myself.
Pager.
In high school, had a pager. Paid for it all myself. That was my weekend job. It kind of... I want to pretend like it taught me some form of responsibility.
But it didn't.
You just
got what you wanted.
I did have a motorcycle. I did have a job. I had a Yamaha 125 Enduro. It was canary yellow, dude. It was stinking
canary
sweet.
Yellow.
Yeah, it was. We were talking a few years ago. It was in style back then. It was brand new. I paid $701 for it.
Wow.
Why one?
I don't ask the Yamaha guy. That must have been his cut.
Amazing.
So I did have a little bit of a part-time job. I stocked shelves at the commissary, which is like the grocery store for military folks. And so I made a little bit of money. But I paid for my motorcycle, and then I bought like cool shirts and pants and stuff. I didn't worry about paying for anything else because I look cool on that motorcycle.
It's so funny talking about this, you know, post-election depression and how it triggers things from childhood. You mentioning your Huffy bike reminded me right back to childhood, like, oh, there was something from childhood I wanted that I never got.
Oh.
So you're right. It happens.
It does.
You're right.
Yeah.
So no matter what.
I think it happens.
I don't think I need to go see a shrink.
With the election, I think. I mean, now, obviously, the election might have very possibly triggered that in some people. Because there's some people who care very much about that. And I get that. I understand why that's their thing. And I can understand why
I care deeply about minimum wage not being upped by a buck because now everything's going to be so freaking expensive.
We
can't afford anything.
Yeah. Guess what? My grocery bill is not going to cut it anymore.
So, you know, good luck with that one. I'm just going to start living off the land.
All of you voted yes on that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Living off the land.
Now I really do need a garden.
When I was a kid, a power wheel. That's what I wanted.
I had that.
Oh,
you had a power
wheel? I never had a power wheel.
Because they were like electronic.
Yeah.
It was so lazy. You didn't have to do anything.
I had you press the button.
It moved like a little G. I wanted Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. When I was a kid, Bigfoot was all the rage.
Yep.
Not the Sasquatch, the monster truck.
Those came out after I had kids.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted one of those still.
Yeah.
But it would have looked a little silly for you know, a 25-year-old man to be sitting in one of those.
That's why you just get a four-wheeler.
There have been plenty of times as a parent where I've wanted to get my kids gifts only because I didn't get it when I was a kid and I wanted to pass it on.
Yeah,
They didn't care about the Power Wheel.
No.
We had one. We got one from a friend of ours who was like, we're done with it. Oh, well, we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's one of it was like a Hummer. It was like this really awesome Hummer Power Wheel.
And they didn't care?
They didn't care.
Oh, my God.
No, it was an Escalade. What am I talking about? It was an Escalade.
Yes.
We had an Escalade.
Get some rims.
Oh, my God.
And I think they drove it around once for like 4 minutes, and then the battery died, and then we were all too lazy to charge it, so we're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then when you get somebody else, well, you push for a little while, and it makes winding the motor from
amazing.
Pushing.
That's so funny.
It is Friday morning. You're listening to Steve-O and Mitch. Joining us, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. 8:18 now, which means time for traffic.
The road is closed due to construction. Comanche at San Mateo. The roadway is reduced to one lane on Coors between Bridge and Central, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Is that new?
Yeah, this just showed up. Accident I-25 north of Avenida Cesar Chavez.
At Avenida Cesar Chavez.
What did I say?
Exit 223.
Okay.
Be careful.
Don't go there. Just don't go there.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go there. You don't want to go there anyway.
Bad traffic.
Yeah, bad.
Accident there.
It's all bad. It's all bad.
That's what it's
all right. Hanging out with Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Joining us in 10 minutes, actually. Yo, from GameAndMovieGuide.com. He went and saw a slew of movies.
Yes,
we're going to have to get to these here in just a minute. Right now, the Modern Post. Song's called Before the Throne. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Pilots holding on to you right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. Happy Friday.
Yes.
You know what that means, right?
Yes.
It is time for GameAndMovieGuide.com and a big week. One of the biggest weeks of the year for me because I just want to hear how the movie was. That's pretty much all I care about.
All right, well then, let's start with
that. We don't have to start there. Listen, wait, we can go somewhere
else.
Well,
I have something more important that I wanted to start with. Actually, I have a clip that you need to look for while I'm talking about this.
Okay.
It's under Comics Cause.
Okay.
Should be under Beds.
All right.
But anyway, Comics Cause. We've been talking with our friends over at Astro Zombies. And, you know, Mike over there is from the East Coast, and he's very concerned with, you know, what's happened in the wake of Superstorm Sandy.
Yeah.
And now there's a nor'easter blowing in snow and stuff and making things even worse all over again.
Yeah.
So kind of the double whammy hit. And, you know, he was trying to figure out, you know, what he could do. And so they're doing this thing called Comics Cause. And, you know, everyone knows about, you know, the Red Cross and how you can donate that way and so on and so forth. But, you know, they're just trying to think of some other unique ways that, you know, they personally could get involved and help out. Because I think, you know, in a time of crisis, we all have that moment like, man, I wish I could, you know, like, do something.
Do more.
Yeah. And so Comics Cause is what the guys over at Astro Zombies have decided to do. And it's totally just to help people out. You
right.
know, this isn't anything about the store. It isn't anything about...
100% of the proceeds benefit.
Right.
Yeah.
Going straight to East Coast. Mike has some connections with one guy who's, like, running food from, like, down in Florida up to New York. So he has a few connections with some businesses and whatnot. They're just trying to help out.
Yeah.
And he's trying to help them out by providing supplies, funds, whatever they can send. So I had a chance to talk with Mike, and this is what he had to say about the whole Comics Cause. So we're talking with Mike over at Astro Zombies Comics about Comics Cause, something that you guys are putting together to help out people in a time of crisis, like what's happening over on the East Coast right now. So, Mike, tell us what this is. How can people get involved?
Okay, what we've got going on is what we decided to call Comic Cause, which is basically those of us that work at Astro Zombies getting together with our friends in the comic industry and trying to do something to give back to the people that are going through basically a crisis. And in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and everything going on in the world today, there's a lot going on back east, which for me is back home. I grew up in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So being 2,200 miles away and not being able to help out friends and family that I've watched go now a week and a half, 2 weeks without heat, without electricity, now dealing with a snowstorm, we wanted to get together and put something together, be able to help out any way that we could. Since I can't be there physically helping, I wanted to do something, so we came up with Comic Cause. What we're doing is we're working with our friends in the comic industry. Some big-name artists and other people that work in the industry have been donating art and other books and things like that, and we're setting up charity auctions on eBay. And we're going to be using that money to help out grassroots organizations that are kind of on the front line. Everybody knows to donate to Red Cross and the other organizations that have the money to advertise and things like that. Well, I know people that are doing things like, I have a family in Florida that I grew up with that are driving truckloads of supplies from Florida to New Jersey and personally passing them out. I have a friend in New York who for years has helped run a food program. Well, now more than ever, with everything that's going on, there's more people needing to be fed and more people needing the assistance. These guys are out there 3, 4, 5 times a week feeding people. I'm helping them get supplies, get extra food, extra cooking equipment, so they can get out there more and feed more people, which they seem to be encountering more and more.
So if someone wants to get involved with this, like, what do they do? I mean, basically, you're having people bid on original pieces of art from some great comic book artists, right?
We've had some phenomenal people, everybody from Stan Sakai, who works on a book called Usagi Yojimbo, to some wonderful local artists that have some pretty big names behind them, Aaron Campbell, who's worked on Sherlock Holmes and some other books, and Andy Kuhn, who's currently working on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic. They're all donating pages of original art. We're putting them up on eBay. They're going up under the store page, but they're all listed as Hurricane Sandy benefit. These auctions, you can either bid on them, or these items, most of them do have buy-it-now prices.
Okay.
We were very lucky. In the first day alone, we raised almost $700, which we donated to those two organizations I mentioned earlier. And if anybody knows of anybody else back east doing similar things, we'd love to get involved with them and donate some money to their cause as well.
And I'm assuming if people want to find out more about this and they can't remember the whole eBay thing, they can find out more at your website and your Facebook, right?
Yes, absolutely. And anybody who wants to get involved in any way, you're welcome to make donations. You're welcome to bid on the items. You're welcome to send letters that I can send along with the donations so people know we're here supporting them. Whatever you'd like to do, there's a lot of people back there trying to do a lot of great work. So they need all the love and support we can get them right now.
And there it is. Mike, owner of Astro Zombies, local shop here in town that helps out the guide in Static Radio, which is very cool.
Yeah, so if you guys want to find out more about Comics Cause and, you know, the artwork that they have up on eBay, and if you want to learn more about what's going on, we have a whole article on it with the links to their Facebook and to their website. You go to either of those, and that's like the easier way than trying to describe how to get to eBay.
Right. Yeah.
So you can check that out. We got all that linked up right there at GameAndMovieGuide.com. And, you know, it's just cool. These guys, they just want to help out, and you know, they're going to do even more locally here right around Thanksgiving time as they do their sleeping bag drive again. So we're going to be helping them out with that a lot again. So stick around for more word on that. But yeah, Comics Cause, you know, it's cool. They just got a big heart to help out. Again, all the details, how you can bid on the original artwork. You know, that guy, Kuhn, who
Andy
works.
Kuhn.
Andy Kuhn for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Local artist now doing Ninja Turtles.
TMNT.
Yeah. Cool.
He's going to be doing signings the 17th. Wow. Over at Astro Zombies, and I can't go because Dom's getting married.
Oh, I can't go either. Then.
Yeah, I told him. I told him, like,
I will have a 2-day-old baby, probably.
I went up to him and Christina. I was like, I just hope you guys know that you're loved and appreciated because an artist for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is going to be signing comic books, of which I have several.
Yeah.
But I'm coming to your wedding.
Nice.
So I hope you know how much that means.
Yeah.
So anyway, check it all out at GameMovieGuide.com. Now let's talk about what you wanted to talk about, which is, of course, the big movie releasing this weekend.
But yeah, I got to be honest, man. It's like The Hobbit and Skyfall. For me, because I own every Bond movie.
Oh,
I do.
Man.
Did you get the Blu-rays? No.
Okay, you didn't get the
Bond 50-year Blu-ray? No, I still have them all on VHS, and I need... I want that, but it's like two bills, man. It's really expensive.
It's really expensive, but consider
but you
that
get every single one.
It's all of them on Blu-ray, plus like just a tremendous amount of behind-the-scenes featurettes that talk about the making of all the films, special features that talk about the legacy of James Bond. And you know, the cool thing about that Bond 50 set, they have an empty sleeve in it.
Yeah.
For Skyfall.
For when Skyfall comes out.
So you can complete your collection until Bond 24 comes out, obviously.
Smart.
Here's the big question.
Very smart.
You know, the conversation has always been Sean Connery, greatest Bond of all time, and then And then you get in the mix of it, and some people would say Timothy Dalton for some reason. Some would say Roger Moore if you're into comedy. You know, and Daniel Craig's kind of crept up in this conversation as potentially the greatest Bond of all time. You've seen Skyfall.
Yeah.
Where does he rank now, you know, in your opinion?
Here's the thing. You know, you had Casino Royale.
Yeah.
And that was a moment where you're like, man, brilliant. Daniel Craig, he could be one of the better Bonds. Then you had Quantum of Solace, and you're like, wow, Daniel Craig, he could be one of the best Jason Bournes of all time. You know, which was disappointing because I wanted to see a Bond movie, not a Bourne movie. It's still a decent action movie.
Pierce Brosnan, they did the same thing. GoldenEye was so brilliant, and then Tomorrow Never Dies, you were like, okay.
Yeah. But then they come back with Skyfall. First of all, let me say, Skyfall is like the most classic of the modern Bond movies of all time. It's almost Connery-esque in how classic. But still, you know, don't get me wrong, it's still modern. It's still got, you know, the edgy grittiness that Daniel Craig brings to the part. But it feels like classic James Bond, which I was giddy about.
Right.
Because I missed that sorely with Quantum of Solace.
Of course, that probably means this is for an older audience if it's classic Bond.
You know,
Bond girls.
Yeah, but
stuff
you know
like
what? Think of how, when it came to the sensuality, think of how
of
the
Dr.
classic,
no,
the classic
or
Bond movies approach that. Okay?
Yeah.
Nothing more extreme than that.
Okay,
but
good.
It's part of the character. So
right.
Keep that in mind,
absolutely.
Obviously. But I was impressed there was more restraint than you might see with a modern film.
Yeah.
But, like, the Bond villain here, even though he's not trying to take over the world, he's still, like, he's like a Blofeld in how he's just got a huge persona every time he's on the screen. And
Oscar winner, so that helps.
Yeah, I mean, and he...
cast is incredible this time.
Yeah, he was great. And then Judi Dench, who plays M, man... You know, you don't typically have actors in a Bond movie get nominated for Oscars, but wow.
Really?
I mean, she is amazing in this movie. I'm not going to say much more than that because she has an amazing plot line in the film. She's really the Bond girl in this one. I mean, because the story is about James Bond and M and their relationship and kind of that surrogate mom and son relationship that they have. And it's pretty powerful stuff, which is weird to say for a James Bond movie, but this is like, this is probably the most personal of the James Bond films that I've seen. And the one downside for it, the Casino Royale is kind of like the Batman Begins of the new Bond films. This is like the Dark Knight of the Bond films, almost to the point where you could like map out the exact same story points. I came out of it and I'm like, there's a couple parts in there where it was almost exact. It's like the Bond remake of the Dark Knight, which isn't bad because it works. That's a great movie and it works here, but it's still so familiar that I had a hard time kind of disassociating. Like, I've seen this all before. Slightly different, but I've seen it all before.
Right.
You know, but that the whole movie isn't like that, but some key parts are very much Dark Knight, almost like template following the same things.
Minus the rubber suit,
but same kind of like unhinged but brilliant bad guy with his crazy plot. And if you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But that doesn't detract from it being a good movie.
Okay.
So I'm a huge Bond fan. You're a huge Bond fan. I mean, I was so stoked that it brought back so many classic elements like Q and the Walther PPK. And, you know, and there's all these little callbacks to classic movies.
Cool.
Little lines here and there just thrown in there. And if you're a diehard fan, there's a couple moments like, oh, yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Am I the only one?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be. I'm in the journalism realm. I'm supposed to be. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll be more cynical. But, you know, I just had giddy moments like that.
Yeah.
I was like, I know what you're talking about there. That was cool. So, I mean, it's probably in my top five for Bond films.
Okay.
After I've seen it. And Daniel Craig has reasserted himself in that whole debate, who's the best James Bond.
Right.
I was ready to write him off after Quantum of Solace. Like, well, this is the direction you're going in. Forget it.
Yeah.
But, and the nice thing is he brings back some of the wit and charm. You know, like Sean Connery, he was intense. He was at times rather brutal. But man, he was funny at times.
Yeah.
I mean, he had great one-liners. And they bring that back here, which makes it more fun.
Does somebody get electrocuted in a bathroom and he can say, shocking. No?
Positively shocking. No, not this time. But there are some lines that are like that, where you're like, oh, man, that was great.
Yeah. Love it!
my partner needs to sit this one out. She's just dead.
Yeah. Good stuff.
No,
see,
no one knows what we're talking about. Yeah. Anyway, no. Steven knows what we're talking about.
Yes, he does. Yes, anyway, he does.
Yeah, he does. So, yeah, James Bond in theaters. I mean, here's the incredible thing. It's already done $230 million overseas.
Wow.
It's on track to be the highest grossing Bond film in the franchise thus far. This is 50 years and 23 Bond films, and this one could be the highest grossing one so far.
Yeah, this is 20.
This is number 23.
Or 23, yeah. Sorry, 23. 23, 24 is already in production.
24,
right.
Yeah, and what's great at the end of the movie, it's so classic. As the credits roll, they have that classic, James Bond will return.
It's so great!
I know.
They're already working on the 24th film.
Yeah. Who's the longest running Bond guy?
The longest running Bond guy is Roger Moore.
Yeah.
He did the most canon movies.
Let's see, The Spy Who Loved Me. He did Live and Let Die. He did. No.
Roger Moore was the longest running. Sean Connery is probably the most. I would have been impressed if he could have.
Well, no. I can. I just can't say one.
Oh, that's right.
Does it have a bad word in it?
Well, let's not go there. Anyway, no. Sean Connery is probably the most beloved. You know, here's the interesting thing about Timothy Dalton. A lot of people don't like him. He was Daniel Craig before Daniel Craig came along.
Right.
I mean, if you think about his Bond films, they were the dark, brooding, a little more intense, a little more gritty and realistic James Bond movies. It's just people weren't ready for those yet.
George Lazenby, his Bond film was, I thought, the storyline was completely different.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
But
you know, so, you know, I look at Timothy Dalton, and he was Daniel Craig before the world was ready for a Daniel Craig-type Bond film. I liked the Timothy Dalton films, personally, because Roger Moore got to the point where it was a little bit silly.
Roger Moore was comical.
He showed up, he disguised himself as a clown once, and that was the point where I'm like, okay, now James Bond has gotten really silly. And regardless of how you feel about Timothy Dalton, he brought back the seriousness to the James Bond franchise. Mm-hmm. He made people realize, oh, this is a serious character who's, he has one of my favorite, like, intense lines after, you know, his friend gets crushed in that door, remember? And someone asked him, so did you get the message you're looking for? And Timothy Dalton, with just, like, that intensity, is so upset about what's happening, says, yes, I got the message. And you're like, oh, man, people are going to die now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's kind of the way that you should feel about Bond. He's supposed to be a dangerous person.
Right.
Roger Moore lost that. Timothy Dalton brought it back before people were really ready for it.
Yeah.
And now we have it again with Daniel Craig. Anyway, enough about James Bond because I got other stuff to talk about. But, yeah, full review at GameAndMovieGuide.com.
All right. There you go. And, of course, one of the biggest releases of the year video game-wise.
Yeah. Whew, man. Halo 4 came out this week. We have our early impressions of it. We've been playing through the campaign and doing some early parts in the multiplayer. We'll talk more about the multiplayer next week on the guide. And we'll also have a full review. We got a game night coming up for Halo 4, which we'll do on November 17th.
No, oh, I've missed it so much.
So we'll do some multiplayer. Are you going to play with us?
Of course!
All right.
I played for hours yesterday. I haven't even touched the campaign yet. Yeah. It was all just multiplayer.
I'll say this. The campaign story so far, I'm already completely immersed. I mean, it's like an awesome sci-fi epic movie.
Yeah.
The way it's unfolding. And the voice acting and the graphics just bring it to life so well. It's a gorgeous looking game.
Yeah.
I mean, they use colors and lighting.
The opening sequence, I thought, was actually filmed with actors.
It looks that way. It looks almost like Final Fantasy. Yeah. It's not quite Avatar quality, but it's getting close.
It's getting very close. I was jaw-dropped. I just stared the whole time. I think I missed what the entire scene was about because I just kept waiting to see if it was an actor or if it was CG because I couldn't tell at first. Yeah,
no, it's amazing. I mean, Halo 4 is absolutely impressive. We'll have more coverage of that coming soon. Also, Need for Speed Most Wanted came out recently. We'll have our review of that up today. That we've been playing through that game. So if you're curious about Need for Speed Most Wanted, one of the two big racers that came out this fall, we'll have a review of that because I've been blazing my way through that, which has been a lot of fun, but a lot of work because it's awesome.
So full reviews there.
Yeah,
we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and then last couple things. Next Tuesday, Brave, Pixar's Brave, comes out on Blu-ray and DVD. We're going to have a chance to talk with one of the producers of that film today. I'm very excited to chat with her about the film. You know, they did Kilt Fridays at Pixar while they were making that?
Really?
Instead of Casual Friday.
I like that.
They did Kilt Fridays. I was watching through the special features, and they're all sitting there, like, in their meetings and stuff. Everybody's wearing a kilt, just kind of, like, hanging out, taking notes. Oh, yeah, yeah, we should do that in the movie. But they're all wearing kilts.
That is awesome.
It's amazing.
Can we implement that here just once?
No.
No?
You sure can't.
No Kilt Fridays.
No Kilt Fridays.
So anyway, Disney's given us a few copies of Pixar's Brave to give away. We'll do that next Tuesday.
That's right.
Also, be sure to watch the website for our interview with one of the producers of Brave.
It's pretty cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of stuff going on, and including a new half hour of the guide.
Yeah. Next Sunday the 18th. After we play Halo.
That's right.
We'll be all really tired.
Yeah.
But we'll still do this. We're going to bring the guide radio show to you every Sunday for a half hour. We'll cover all of this stuff
in detail.
It's going to be awesome. Last thing for you. I don't know if you heard about this. Brad Pitt, zombie movie.
Oh, World War Z?
Yep.
I do not recommend the book, but I've read it.
first trailer just came out.
Yeah.
For the film.
I haven't watched it yet.
Does it look any good?
Honestly, I don't quite know what to make of it.
Right. The book is written, I don't even know how to say, like, a main character. If you listen to the book on tape, actually, the reason I picked it up on tape, Mark Hamill, or on CD, whatever. Incredible voice actor was a part of it. They actually had actors come in for the book on tape when they put that together, and it's quite gnarly, obviously.
It's a movie.
Different take, though. I think that's what I liked about it. It's written in such a way to where this really happened.
Yeah, it's like a diary.
How does the world... Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's so many different perspectives because you pick it up from different diary points.
Well, the movie's had a lot of problems trying to get this done. I mean, they've redone the ending like three times. And the thing that has me kind of worried about the movie, they brought in Damon Lindelof, who, of course, did Prometheus.
And Lost.
And Lost, to write the ending. So I'm thinking, well, I'm not even making this up. I mean, they're having trouble with the ending. So, like, who should we have kind of help us wrap this up? Let's bring in Damon Lindelof because he never resolves anything. That'll be a good ending. And so I'm like, so basically, you're gonna have this movie that just kind of like ends really ambiguously, and you're gonna be like,
so
wait,
it was
what
a
happened?
Dream.
Exactly. So that alone has
it was
me a little,
dream in purgatory.
That's me a little concerned.
Yeah,
but yeah, I still find it curious. Like Brad Pitt. Zombie movie. I have a hard time reconciling this.
Okay, after I saw that really, really terrible commercial, it was over.
His cologne commercials?
How is he getting roles?
Oh, yeah, his cologne commercials.
Yeah. How can anyone take him seriously after that?
That was the first time ever where I saw like a commercial like that where I'm thinking,
is this a joke?
I really don't want to buy that now. Thanks, Brad Pitt.
Yep.
You've sold me on not buying it.
Pretty much.
I couldn't believe it was real.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was too at first. I thought I was like, man, Saturday Night Live's getting like some really good prime time.
And then they made fun of it.
That was for sure, huh? Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Anyway, keep up with everything. And like Halo 4, Need for Speed. We're working on Assassin's Creed 3. Huge game. I'm doing my best, people. I'm going to get that review done. Yeah. I promise you. We'll have that. We got Skyfall. Next week is Lincoln. We have a review of that. Coming up in December, we're going to go out to New York City to do a screening of The Hobbit.
Yeah.
We'll have a chance to talk with the cast. So we'll have updates from New York City for you guys on The Hobbit as we talk with the director and some of the actors. So that's going to be cool.
It's huge.
So we just got a lot going on.
Right.
And then we got some big gaming nights coming up. And all through December, we're going to give away free stuff. So
that's right. There you go. GameAndMovieGuide.com. Keep it locked there for all the details. And yes, he's not kidding. Full coverage of The Hobbit. So I think I'm excited about that.
I'm about to freak out and cry and throw up right now.
I noticed she was looking a little stunned as I'm saying, we're going out to New York City. She's like, is this real or is this another Brad Pitt
cologne
commercial?
I think he's joking. I'm going to cry.
True story. So full coverage of The Hobbit. Keep it locked. GameAndMovieGuide.com. And of course, if you love what you see, support it because you can right there at the site. Support it. Keep it going.
Donate,
we're trying.
Support. Yeah, we got plenty to do.
We got invited to a press junket. for The Hobbit in New York City. So it's starting to work out.
I'm okay with that $5 standing room.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. GameAndMovieGuide.com and check out all the latest things, man.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. I all love right. doing what I do.
There you go.
I'm
and keep
go
it locked.
Slip into a coma yeah. after doing yeah. so much this week.
Keep it locked to Static U Sunday night, 7 o'clock, a brand new show.
Woo! The yeah. Guide Show.
The Guide. So make sure you check it out Sunday evenings. And yeah, it'll be coming up on the 18th. We'll kick it off every single Sunday night. And right back, we got some Jonesetta also Before Their Eyes. Keep it locked. Yay.
Yay.
Good stuff. All right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The record is Penny Black. That's brand new music from Further Seems Forever. Rescue Trained. Good morning. 9:04 now. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you.
I guess I don't have to say anything because you just said it all.
Well,
good morning. Hey, how you doing?
Well, could I possibly say something?
Got the junk out of the way so that we can get to the good stuff.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, thank you.
Joining us in studio right now, Kelly Bransford. Welcome to the show.
I came in too early.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
People didn't know who you were.
No.
They were confused.
Who is this voice?
It was
voice?
Like the character that walks on screen and they're like, who is whoa, this guy whoa, whoa. On the show? Sorry.
Hello. Hey, who
are you?
Yeah.
So welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Kelly from... Student ministries here.
Vertical.
Vertical student ministries.
Vertical high school ministry.
One of those V ministries over there.
Vertical.
Velocity. Guys,
let me stop you real quick. You know what time it is?
Hammer time?
Tool time?
It's time to order from Sopo.
No, we already did that. Like, you're like 2 hours late.
Oh, man. I'm so hungry.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, we did that like 2 hours ago.
Wow. You know. Yeah. We didn't even do traffic
remember
anymore.
Remember yesterday when I said, hey, you should come in at 7? And he was like, that's so early.
And I said, why? That's when people are going to school. You're like, no. So yeah. That's your fault.
There you go.
Your fault.
Just saying. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, big deal going on with Vertical.
Yes.
You are here to talk about.
Yeah, this weekend,
yeah.
November 10th, 11th, at Vertical, we're having... For 9 months or so, we've been going through the book of Ecclesiastes together yeah. With Ray, with Vertical, and it's been a blast. It's been awesome. The tagline is, we'll all be dead soon.
Yeah.
And so...
Which I like to change to, we'll
really,
all be
this is really encouraging and really positive and sends, you know, positive vibes. No, but it's been a great series, and we're bringing it to an end on Saturday.
All right.
We're going to have Levi the Poet with us. He helped launch the series in February.
Uh-huh. Hey!
And now
I helped launch the series in February.
You did too. I forgot about that. You did a great job.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
Steve-O will not be there.
I will not be there
well,
this
he
weekend.
He wasn't asked you know back. Oh,
but
rude.
Hold on. Steve-O may.
Right?
That's messed
hold on.
Up.
Hold on.
What is going on?
Oh, that's right.
Steve-O
I will be
may
back.
Make an appearance.
Yeah.
Well.
What? I may.
If you
I
listen.
Just may.
If you listen carefully. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't get it. You should tell me.
I can't say anything else.
Don't ruin it.
Either way, it's gonna be a good time.
Yep. It's gonna be a blast. We're gonna do a flash mob and I'm gonna do the Thriller dance with
just,
the audience.
It's just you.
Just
and anyone right. who kinda knows it.
Yeah. No one else. Just me. I haven't choreographed it yet.
We don't have to. MJ did that.
So closing out what I think has been an incredible series.
Yeah, it's been awesome, really. And like, I mean, who would have known, you know, a 9-month series in Ecclesiastes would
right.
be something that you get stoked about, you know? It's something
yeah.
that's like Solomon's kind of the downer. He's kind of like, it's all vanity, you know, but really.
But it resolves really well.
It's just epic, and I love it. And we've seen so many lives change by it, and so I'm stoked by it.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, it's going to come to a close. We're going to have Ray giving his last, like, a series finale, so to speak.
Yeah.
A last message. Levi's going to be there. We have a killer worship set. It's a good opportunity for listeners who maybe aren't in school right now, or you're ditching, or you're sick, or you're homeschooled. And if you're homeschooled, well,
right on.
Yeah, that's awesome. So invite your friends out. Come out to this event on Saturday and on Sunday. It's at Saturday at 6:30 p.m. in the Hub.
Okay.
Calvary Albuquerque.
Calvary ABQ.
Yeah.
And in 9:30 on
Sunday morning. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that you guys started a Sunday morning. This is good.
Yeah.
It's good times, buddy. I like it.
It's going great.
Good.
Yeah. We have a couple different announcements coming up soon, so stay tuned.
Oh, okay.
Is there a website? Figure out some of the changes that are going on with Vertical and...
VerticalABQ.org?
VerticalABQ.org.
There you go. Are you going to post that
yeah,
to
I'll
our...
Post all
right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you already like us, you know, you can get there. Check all the details on that as well.
It's pretty cool that you got Levi the Poet back.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
New
yeah,
record.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing new record.
Awesome.
He sent us his stuff. It sounds incredible. Yeah. I want to play something from it.
Yeah, we're excited. He's a good friend of... of mine personally, and he used to be a vertical student, so he kind of has a history with that ministry. So he's excited to come and just share some of his stuff and some of the stuff that God's put on his heart. So
all right, this weekend, make sure you check all the details at verticalabq.org. You want to kick him out now?
Seriously.
Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to my boy John Van Dyke, who just texted me. He's like, "You're on the radio, bro."
Wow.
Okay, Kelly.
And I just want to say, hey, look, I love my wife. She's just so awesome.
your husband is doing shout outs.
Yeah. I just want to give a quick shout out.
How do you stop him?
To my homeboy, Ray DT.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Hey,
thanks for having me, guys.
You can't drop the mic, though, because it's like attached to the...
Yeah, you're going to have to go now. I don't go to your work and just hang out there.
Wow! Doesn't she, though, just go hang out? And like,
does.
She goes.
She does.
When she's off work here,
steals my desk.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's okay.
Surfs the interwebs.
Nothing about that is true.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
How do you get him to leave?
I'm leaving. I'm going to get some soap on.
Hey, have a great day.
Hey, have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
That's how I try and get off the phone with my spouse. So,
how are you guys?
Love you.
No. Love you.
Doesn't work?
Talk about.
That's not the way you guys hang up on the phone with each other?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, you don't have to. Okay.
You don't really have to go.
It's I'm not really kicking you out. Okay. It's cool. Right. Okay.
Have a great day. Bye now.
Well, real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe, Stephen, maybe you can share your testimony with me real quick.
You're putting the headphones back on. This isn't real.
I'm going to take my shoes off. I'm going to stay for a little while.
I don't know how to get him to leave.
This is, you know
he's
what
your
I do?
Husband.
Okay, you know what I do? I go, I'm actually really busy. I love you so much. I have to go.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm actually really busy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, though. Today, after work, we're going over to my parents.
Nice.
Okay.
That's good. Just drop it on her while she's working. That's what I do with my wife, too. It works out great later.
Yeah.
Works out great later.
Great.
We should talk.
Yeah, you guys should definitely talk.
You know
later.
Those like awkward conversations when you're like talking to somebody? Exactly like this.
Yeah,
you know,
I was going to say, it's happening right now. It's happening right now.
You're talking to somebody and you're like, well, it's good to see you, man. And they're like, so how are you? And you're like, oh, I'm doing really well.
Oh, I thought I was just ending.
It's just super awkward. And I feel awkward right now.
Okay.
You guys.
Hey, love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
So real quick.
Yeah.
Bye.
Kelly Bransford, check out all the details at verticalabq.org. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I should just keep him in here more often because, man, I feel like...
See, that's why he's not allowed to come in.
Oh.
Because I don't have job security anymore. It's over.
You do, sort of?
No.
All right, fine. I'm going to play some Future Forestry and rethink this whole co-host situation.
Oh, come on.
Steve-O and Kelly. And Mitch. In the morning. Static Radio. Are you helping me at all?
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Josh Garrels, the rabbit and the bear. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hola.
Happy 9 o'clock hour.
And happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's here.
I may not be here Monday.
I know.
Is that freaking you out?
No.
I'll be here. I'll totally be here.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You don't think the baby's coming?
Even if the baby comes, I'm probably going to end up showing up. Come on. I care too much. I care a lot about being here.
About our show?
Yeah.
About us?
Yeah. You know, I just can't quit something I believe in.
I just don't feel it.
I do. That. Come on.
I mean, I've already scheduled people to...
It's our show.
I've already scheduled people to be here.
Wait, you've scheduled people to be here?
Because I thought you were just leaving me.
Oh, no. Dude, come on, bro. It's just a baby.
What? I don't think you should be saying this.
Of course. I care. And I'm going to be with my child because I care about my child. Unlike apparently this person. Millicent Owurwa. I don't know how to... Owurwa? How do you say that last name?
Or
Millicent
Aurora.
She's 20 years old.
Oh, there
she's
you go.
A Kenyan mother. Her last name is spelled O-W-U-O-R. Aurora. Anyways, 20 years old. Newborn baby twins. She named her twin sons. Wow. To pay homage, to remind her of this last election in the United States. She gave birth to Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
It's funny when you say it like that.
On Wednesday at the Siaya District Hospital in Southwest Kenya, according to the Standard. She named her twins
Mitt Romney.
Oh, man. The hospital is near the village of Kogelo, where President Barack Obama's father was born. and where his 90-year-old step-grandmother, Sarah Obama, resides. So she wanted to pay homage to this election.
Okay.
And so this week had twins, named them Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
I don't know.
In what is quite possibly the worst names for your child ever of all time in the history of naming babies. And we're talking about terrible names in scripture like Gomer, like
Methuselah.
Oh.
And then for short, you just call him Meth.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Methuselah. Yeah. That dude probably had some serious issues. Methuselah. Yeah. It's like, bro, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Treatments.
Yeah.
That's what you need. Treatment center. This is not funny. So here's the deal. This lady named her twins Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, and my child is due this next week.
Yeah.
And so here's the million-dollar question. What do we name the baby?
You have some ideas, but
I have a really solid idea of what I'd like to do. Today is actually Chrissy's uncle's birthday, and if the child happens to be born on this day, she promised him that she was going to name him after her uncle.
So
good thing he's got a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle
we'll
Geronimo. So, Geronimo G.
Geronimo G.
It's the best. Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
Call him Jer for short.
Yeah.
Jer.
Jer.
Geronimo.
Jern.
Geronimo Jeter. And now I want to name my baby Geronimo.
That's amazing.
That's how quickly I can change my mind.
See?
So here's the thing. If you come up with a stellar name, you never know. Child is due this week, and we need some names. In fact, the most liked name on Facebook, we're going to hook you up with the CD prize pack. We've got the brand new Thrice Anthology CD. We'll give you some more stuff from the prize closet.
Yeah.
Like maybe a Twinkie. We have Twinkies.
Lots of Twinkies, and they last forever.
They really do. They're amazing. I love them. So give us your names. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Best baby name. We're going to shoot you the brand new Thrice record and maybe some other stuff.
Yeah.
From the prize closet, you never know.
So far, Geronimo wins.
Geronimo Jeter! Calling my wife right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Got the latest from John Mark McMillan, at least to the airwaves for us. Yeah. Song's called Economy. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Cold War Kids. Steve on Mitch, good morning.
Was she any fan of the opera? Was she?
No.
Who's the chicken fan of the opera?
It was
opera?
Like a Disney character.
You can't start a conversation that we were having off the air on the air.
Why not?
By
why
the way,
not?
Joining I us in burped. Studio right now, Nate Heitzig. Good morning, buddy.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
No, that was some Disney character.
It is Friday.
You sure?
Speaking of characters, a 20-year-old mother in Kenya gave birth this week to twins, and in order to pay homage to the election this year, she named her sons Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
Oh, that's amazing.
So this mother gave birth to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama this week.
I want to see him fight.
Yeah. Do you think that's like a Jacob and Esau type thing where one comes out just like clutching the other one? They're like, well, this one's obviously Mitt Romney.
Huh.
He has better hair.
I'm surprised that the Barack Obama fetus didn't destroy the Mitt Romney fetus.
Oh.
In the womb.
Wow. Pastor Nate Isaac, everyone. You can send your hate mail to renovate at, I'm just kidding. How's it going, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Gearing up for baby. We are T-minus 6 days away from the due date, so any moment now.
Dude, that's exciting.
I know.
I was just going to talk about Phantom of the Opera again, and I stopped myself because I was excited for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Okay, so the actress in Phantom of the Opera was Emmy Rossum.
I don't know who that is.
And she was in a Disney movie.
Emmy Rossum.
No clue who you guys are talking about.
Okay.
So, name my baby. That's what we're asking.
Yes.
On Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Up for grabs, the brand new Thrice anthology record. It is their double disc live CD, and it's unbelievable. All you got to do is get the most likes on Facebook. For your crazy name for my baby.
Did you know Gerard Butler was in Phantom of the Opera?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until I just looked at that.
He was
on
a Phantom.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
He was a Phantom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish he would have talked like King Leonidas. It would have made Phantom better.
I didn't see it, thankfully, because my wife likes good movies. So
you cannot take my mask.
Kicks him off. See, I'd watch that. I would so watch that. Yeah. Good stuff. So,
I thought it was Brody. So are you like up for open?
Oh, it's Brody.
Okay, so why are you letting people vote?
I don't know. My wife decided. Today's my wife's uncle's birthday, and she promised him if he was born on her uncle's birthday that middle name is going to him. So you never know. Middle name's up for grabs, apparently. So
middle name.
Something
that's
good
like
enough.
So like, hey, the middle name's going to go to you. It's like, oh, I don't care.
care.
What do you mean middle? If somebody named their child like Charles Stephen, you know, I'm like, oh, you
okay,
need your baby.
And I think middle names change people's personalities. When I find out people's middle names, I'm like, really? Huh? And then it just changes them to me.
Really?
You know what my middle name is?
Yes.
Oh, do you know what my middle name is?
Nathaniel Oakenshield.
It's not even Nathaniel.
I wish it was Oakenshield, and I wish it was Nathaniel.
I wish, too. It's Nathan. Cool. It's just Nathan. I know.
Man.
Nathan.
Alexander.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty prominent, dude.
After Alexander the Great.
Well, yeah. He should have just named you Nathan the Great.
Well, that's that was my nickname. Nate the Great when I was a kid.
That's that's amazing.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Wow. Alexander.
It's also why in Sunday school, though, I would go around and conquer the little kids' play areas and throw their stuff and establish my own little play area.
So I'm Nate the Great. Some complex.
Sorry.
I'm Nate the Great. What are you
Alexander,
do?
Bro. It's in my nature. Yeah. I didn't kiss boys, though, in Sunday school class because I know Alexander the Great was kind of, he swung
that's
both
good.
Ways.
Oh,
I didn't do
that's
that.
Good. Paul in Houston says, PETA Oakenshield Jeter. Or Prometheus Akbar Jeter. I like that.
Prometheus Akbar. Mm.
Says, don't name him Nimrod Jehoshaphat Jeter. Or Peter Dieter Jeter.
Yeah, it's a good wisdom.
Peter Dieter.
Nimrod Jeter. Is never a good name.
No. No, Nimrod? No.
But then again, Prometheus, I would always just look at him and kind of question, like, do you want to take over
this
world?
What are your ulterior motives?
Do you want to subtly destroy mankind?
I need a cool middle name. We have a friend named his kid.
It.
Oh, what is his first name? I see. All I remember is his middle name, Danger.
See, they make it or break it.
Danger
How amazing
is his
is
middle
that?
Name.
I had a friend. His last name was Steele.
Okay.
And his parents, it was Steele. His parents named him Justice. His name was Justice Steele.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
See,
I like
you need
that
like
name.
A powerful.
You have to be a superhero if your name is Justice Steele.
Yeah, pretty
you
much.
You can't turn out to be fat. No, you have to be in shape and you have to be a superhero.
Amazing. Amazing. So apparently, this Kenyan mother, she has set her children up for, I don't know, man.
Failure?
Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, she named her children. So we're asking great kids' names. I need a good one. And the one with the most likes, we'll give a CD prize.
She's from Kenya?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cody on Facebook says, Peter, Pumpkin Jeter.
That, you know what? That's not the first time I've heard that.
Really?
So many. Yeah. Yeah. My nephew is like begging, please name him Peter Pumpkin. Not going to name him Pumpkin Jeter.
No.
That's kind of funny, though. Oh,
Peter Pumpkin Jeter.
Peter Pumpkin Jeter.
Actually,
this is the worst part. If his initial would be PP.
Yeah. Yeah. PP. That's not good. That's not good.
PP so, Jeter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what was it?
PP Jeter.
Wow. You guys are 7 years old. Oh man.
John says Logan just like Wolverine. That was
on the list. That was on the list for a while.
You got.
But we know too many Logans.
Yeah, there's a lot of Logans. Alex says Duck Dynasty's Willie's brother Jace.
Jace Jeter. See, that's cool. I liked Jet for a long time. Jet Jeter.
He could have his theme song. It was that, what was that wing song? Jet. Ooh.
What?
What is Jet. That? Are you seeing
never
Twilight
heard that
Zone?
No.
Okay, it's the Wings, Jet. I'm sure, get Steve Ryman in here. He'll be able to sing it for you.
From Wings?
Yeah.
Like the TV show Wings?
No, from Paul McCartney, Wings. When he did the band Wings.
I have no idea. Sorry.
Bill says.
Oh, I'm not a big Beatles fan.
It's not the Beatles, it's the Wings.
I know, that's
tard.
What I'm saying. You know what? Pastor Nate, I think you shut your mouth.
Send your hate mail.
You know what I miss? Shock Therapy Live.
Me too.
That's pretty much Shock Therapy
Live.
Hey,
this is like our promo. Started up in January. Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah, but who knows? We'll see.
Who knows?
We'll see. Uh-oh. We got a new show starting in November in that slot. You know, you gotta fight for it now. Yeah.
What show starting in November?
The Guide. Yeah. November 18th.
Oh, bull crap.
I'm serious.
You need to get your hand on that dump button right now. Just put your hand right there. You guys are about to... I'm going to do it.
I have missed having you in studio with us. I can't wait to get all the hate mail. Studio@mystaticradio.com.
I'm going to play you the song, the Jet song.
Okay.
Once I find
Bill,
it.
Bill on Facebook says Adolf. It hasn't been used since World War II.
Oh, man.
There's a reason why. Because he murdered Jews.
Yeah. Yeah. Marley says Lando Calrissian.
Lando. Mm-hmm. You know what the funny thing is? That was for a time, I'm like, we can name him Landon, and then we'll just call him Lando.
That's kind of cool.
Calrissian.
I kind of like that.
I love Lando Calrissian. Are you kidding me? Especially with episode 7. I tried for years with Jack and Luke. I always wanted Kenobi, but then she didn't want to call him Ken. You know what I mean? Like, just normal, like, Ken and Barbie.
I couldn't.
Ken?
I wouldn't take them seriously.
Kenobi!
No.
Brody Kenobi!
No.
Brody Kenobi.
Brody Kenobi!
I just call him Nobi.
Nobi?
No.
Nobi.
See, whenever you... This is the thing, though, with names. With middle names, you always have to see what the initials are going to be.
Exactly.
You have to.
Yeah. Well, right now it's Brody Parker, so it'd be BPJ. So it'd be like PBJ, except backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. BPJ.
Hopefully he doesn't have dyslexia.
What?
Dyslexia. Okay, here's the song.
Wow, you guys are awful today.
Let's see.
Yeah. Okay, I know that song.
I don't.
Okay. We actually play that.
We do?
Yeah, we actually have that.
See, I just can't sing
no
good, so that it didn't make sense. But I'm like, you're like, no, that doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
You sound like...
No clue. No clue. Anyways, get on to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, and let us know. What should the name be?
The person with the most likes gets a CD prize pack.
We'll go through and like one to give them an advantage.
Yes.
But we got to, yeah. We got to go through and find it. Yeah, we'll decipher it. So there you have it. I guess we're done. It's Friday.
Yeah.
9:45.
Banner.
So Shock Therapy kid, Live.
Adolf. Who would name their kid Adolf?
Mr. and Mrs. Hitler? I don't know.
that's true.
There you go.
It's like Lucifer. I'm going to name my kid Lucifer.
Right. Well, Adolf wasn't an
evil name.
Until Adolf
he
Hitler.
He made it bad.
Well, Lucifer wasn't an evil name until Satan decided that he was going to be prideful and fall from heaven.
Yeah, that's true.
So any name could be bad.
Right. It's all
like, if you think about it, it's like, Lucifer's actually a really beautiful name. If he didn't, like, screw it up, it'd be a great name for your kids.
Lucifer would be
a shining
name.
The shining one.
Especially if you were a boy, because he'd get made fun of on the playground. People started calling him Lucy, and then he was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm taking this world. And then he came down here. That's probably what happened.
The angels made fun of him.
The angels made fun of him.
The angels were making fun of him.
Whatever, Lucy.
He's like, dude, Michael. That's like a strong male named Michael.
Right.
And then
Gabriel.
Gabriel, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Lucifer. Lucy. Okay, Lucy.
Dude.
You're in charge of the choir.
Like, some of the demons had cool names. Legion. Like, that's like.
Right, that's terrifying.
Legion.
Yeah. Lucy. Lucy.
Yeah.
You guys just made up a backstory to say he was
really
programmed
did.
With the
That's
worst.
A,
he was bullied. He was bullied. You know that Michael. You know Michael gave him wedgies and gave him swirlies.
It was the prequel to Genesis, right?
Michael would
We're
poke
gonna make
him.
A movie out of it.
Michael
it's make more money
Michael
than
knocked
left
his
behind.
Michael knocked his books out of his hands. And said, "What are you going to do, Lucy? You're going to cry? You're going to cry like a little girl, Lucy?" That's what happened.
Yeah.
He was programmed with the worst backstory.
Yeah.
Wow, we are so done.
But then he kind of went Columbine,
so
and that's not excuse.
Oh,
yeah, that's not okay. So, by the way, Nate@mystaticradio.com. Send your hate mail to him.
Yeah.
It's been a fun show. I've missed you.
Email doesn't exist.
You see, this is not fair. You come in here, Nathaniel Josephine
Heitzig.
Josephine?
Yeah, I don't know. You drop your little bombs of doom, and then you run away, and then I have to pick up the pieces.
And that's, it's gone. You took down.
No, I framed it. It's by my office.
It's framed right over here.
Our hate mail, it's by my office. I love
it. What was it? Hell loves people like these?
Hell loves idiots like you.
Snows idoits.
Hell loves idoits like you. They spell idiots wrong. Trying to make fun of you and
I. That's ironic.
Yeah.
We're done. We're out.
So done. Coming right back. Some A Graceful for you. And Adri, we're out. We'll see you guys Monday. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
If baby doesn't come,
mm-hmm.
I'll be here Monday.
Yes, you will.
If baby comes,
you're
I'll
out.
See you guys in like a week or so.
Yeah.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
So nice. Because
I'll be gone. Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, it may not be thought too wild. No way that I spell it out. But but you won't hear from the messenger. Though I don't know about something that you don't understand, you got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.